verse, though, and then we'll take a break. Because this one, I never taught on Luke chapter 1, the Magnificat. I know that I never preached a sermon. I don't think I chose not to. I just didn't get around to it. But then one day I read this verse, and Mary is speaking. She says, after Elizabeth calls her blessed, Mary responds, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold," and this is the part I never saw, "henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name." I didn't call Mary blessed. I ignored her. Oh, sure, at Christmas time we would have the nativity scene in front of our church, and there would be a statue of Mary and Joseph. Of course, it never crossed my mind that I had statues out there. But we had a statue of Mary, and she would be a part of the story that we would tell to the children, that we would talk about on Christmas Eve. But from Christmas to Christmas, Mary disappeared. We treated her as if God had just grabbed this woman, used her to have his son, and then cast her aside. But what does she claim in infallible Scripture? That she will always be called blessed. And I realize I had been wrong, because she is our blessed mother. If Jesus is my brother and Mary is his mother, she's my mother. If Jesus is the most obedient Jew, he would honor his mother. Shouldn't I do the same in my imitation of him? These are some verses that awakened me.